tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Now, how are you know?
Good Friday morning to ya. So glad to have you on this podcast, Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word, reel back those life applications. Hey, we have been looking here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. We've been talking about holy ambition and what that really means. We talk a little bit about the primacy of love, what it means to develop a holy ambition. Paul tells us in verse 11, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands. And the last time we were together, we talked about leading a quiet life. Today, I want to talk a little bit about to mind your own business. And that's the second thing we are to strive for, is to mind our own business. Hey, listen, how often have you wanted to say this to someone when people ask nosy questions, or when they butt into private conversations, and when they give unsolicited advice? Don't we love to say, hey, just mind your own business? Since in Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, he talks about busybodies, this may be what he has in mind here. He wants people to stay out of other people's business. Now, there's a positive side to this also. By minding our own business, Paul may be encouraging us to focus our energies on what God has called us to do, instead of criticizing what other people aren't doing, are doing, or should be doing. We are better served by focusing on what God wants us to do. Instead of being concerned about the rate of spiritual growth in someone else, we should be working on our own spiritual maturity. We should be developing our own relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, I don't mean to imply, not one little iota, that we shouldn't care about other people. I don't mean we shouldn't care about the growth of people around us. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and of course we should care. However, instead of putting all the focus on other people, we should work hard at our own spiritual lives. We must combat this tendency to sit on the sidelines while we criticize what someone else is doing. You know, back when I was in Kentucky, I served was an umpire in Little League game. You know, and man, I admire the work that these people do during the ball games. No matter what they say, especially if they're behind the plate, people will criticize you. I'm going to tell you what, I've been called a lot of things, but the worst things I've ever been called was when I was officiating a Little League baseball game, and after someone got done saying a few choice words, the other person sat next to him and said, you realize he's the preacher in town. Listen, sometimes when people are doing that, I almost want to say, listen, if you think you're good at this, you come down here and I'll criticize you for a while, right? So here's the question. When was the last time you stopped complaining about others and asked, what is it that God wants me to do for the building of his kingdom? And if we all did what God wanted us to do, we would be as effective as a well-tuned engine. You know, sometimes it's just so easy for us to look at others instead of looking within. And what I want to encourage you today is to find a moment just to get still and get quiet. And truly, I love those moments, because when I am still and I am quiet, all of a sudden, I have to begin to look within. And it's those times that are spent alone with the Lord, looking within ourselves, saying, what am I doing? Where am I going with my life? Am I doing what God would have me to do? I think so many times we miss out on God's leading because we just don't take a break from the world's noise. It's just so much easier, again, to set back and criticize what others aren't doing or are doing or should be doing, instead of looking within our own lives. Well, listen, may you take time today to be still and quiet and allow God to speak to you and where you need to be and what you need to be doing. Amen. Hey, God loves you, and so do I. I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.